Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me once again. You are amazing. You are loved and you are enough and you are worthy of everything that you deserve in your life. And we're going to go through today how to break through in life. If you feel stuck or if you feel lost in life, I'm going to show you why that's happening and what you can do to solve it right here, right now. Before I get into it, my favor that I'm going to ask as always, if you can like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, leave a great review if you want to, only if you're inspired to. But guys, it does help so much. It just builds my channel. It helps me help more people, helps me fulfill my purpose, my mission, which I'll get into today. And it literally costs you 3 seconds of your time. So if you could do that, just hit the like button, hit subscribe, hit the notification bell as well. With all that being said, let's rock and roll. So first things first, guys, we want to zoom out and then I'll zoom back in. So when you zoom out, for you to have a life that inspires you, where you wake up with excitement and enthusiasm and love and just energy to live your life the way that you want to live it, there's a couple of things you need to have done in order to do that. I find a lot of people in life, not just in this topic, but in life, they focus on solving symptoms. It's like people that want to lose weight. If they've tried all these diets, they've tried all these meal plans, and they've tried all these personal trainers and gyms, and they're just struggling to lose that weight, it's like the strategy is quite simple. I would go a layer deeper on the psychology of that person, how they view themselves, their past hurt, their past beliefs that don't serve them, which is causing them to eat and not follow the diet, not eat really well. So I don't like to so much focus on the symptoms, like the tactics, which are important, and you're going to get tactics today. But as you'll hear, majority of what I do with clients and what gets the results that I get with my clients is just working on the foundation mindset behind what's happening. So with all that being said, what I start with before I help anyone or work with anyone is I help them determine what their values are. What are your values? Now, I've got a free training on values. It's episode 200 of this podcast. Go watch that one, okay? I'm not going to go full into values today because I could speak for hours about it. But your values are what's intrinsically meaningful to you. People have a misperception on values. They think it's honesty, loyalty, respect, freedom. I love freedom. I love when people say that's what they value because it's funny. If someone say, I value freedom, I'll say, great. If you had ultimate time and financial freedom, what would you do with your time? And they'll say, I'll travel. So they value experiences. They'll hang out with their family because they value their family. They'll go to the gym more because they value their health. The areas of their life, those are your values. So it might be career, business, health, family, relationships, friendships, music, learning, coaching, teaching. It could be anything. It's just what area of life is important to you. If you can't do your values, how do you do freedom? What does that look like? It doesn't even make sense, right? It's a question you can't answer. How do you do learning? Pretty straightforward. You learn, you read books, you do courses, you do seminars, whatever you do. Like, that's something you can do. So anyways, there's a podcast, or on my podcast, episode 200. It's a free training. Go do that. It's about 35 minutes long. You don't have to opt in for anything. No email addresses. There's a free download there as well. There's a free PDF. Go digest that so you really understand values. Because firstly, you want to understand who you authentically are. You will never feel whole or fulfilled trying to be number two of someone else. And that's what people do when they feel lost, because they're trying to set goals or chase goals that aren't actually meaningful to them. They're someone else's goals. Well, what's meaningful to you? What's inspiring to you? What lights your soul on fire? And then we'll go a couple layers deeper. What's your purpose? What's your mission? What's your vision? But we want to understand, who are you authentically? Not the person you think you have to be good enough to be loved because of the upbringing and expectations that have been put on you from your parents, from your upbringing, from your siblings, from whatever, from society. Who are you authentically? I always start with that. That's the first step. I know I've given you the answer. You can drag a horse to water, can't make it drink. You've now been given the blessing of the water. Go drink the water. It's episode 200 and it's free. Go do it. Second part is I want to work on your vision. There's a couple extra steps. I do purpose, I do mission. But just for context of this video, we're going to focus on vision. So your vision is the vision for your life. What does life on your terms look like? In every area of your values and every other area, what does it look like? And I go down to a dream day. What does your dream day look like? If you were to design a dream day for yourself, and not a day where it's like you've gone on holiday and you've done that and you're laying on the beach and you're drinking margaritas. If you did that every single day, I guarantee you'd get over it, because that's not in alignment with what your purpose is and what your values are. You might want to do it from time to time, you enjoy it, but I guarantee you don't want to do that every single day for the rest of your life. There's only so much Netflix you can watch until you get fucking bored, right? So what does a normal, quote, normal dream day look like to you? What time do you wake up? Do you wake up to the sun? Do you wake up to an alarm? Do you go to the gym? Do you do some meditation? Do you spend time with your partner? Do you spend time with your kids? Do you do some reading? Do you go straight into work? What does your dream day look like? What time do you choose to start working? Keyword is choose. You might want to get to a point where you don't do any work. That's totally cool as well. Then just build a business or get an asset or a certain amount of assets that generate you enough passive income that covers your living expenses so you don't have to work. Beautiful. There's people doing that right now. For majority of people, this is my belief anyone, everyone, my belief anyways, is that everyone has a calling. Everyone has a purpose to serve and to give back to humanity. I believe the purpose of humanity is to evolve, and then individually we have our own purpose that contributes to that. So mine is to heal and raise the consciousness of humanity. Now, I'm not going to go into that. That's a topic for another podcast, but that's my purpose. So I like to do it. I like what I'm doing right now. Can you see how me doing this podcast with you right now is adding to that purpose? Hopefully you get a little bit more consciousness from this podcast, so then you can create a life that inspires you. That's my purpose. That's what I love doing. Anyways, I digress. So what are your values? What's your vision? Get really, really detailed. The magic's in the detail. Spend an hour, even more, creating your life's vision. What does your relationship look like? What does your health look like? What does your finances look like? What does your career and business look like? What does your family look like? What does your travel look like if you value traveling? What does it look like? And get to a point where you read it and you feel inspired, you feel energized, you feel electric because you're so inspired by what it is that you're reading. Beautiful. Then from there, we then translate that into a plan. So what's the plan of attack for you to get there? Because a lot of people actually do have goals. Most people that haven't just given up on their life and they just live in victimhood. Most people do have things they want to achieve. More money, more success, more health, more love, whatever. But people don't actually know how to get there. It's like, how do you eat the whale at once? You can't. It's too big. It's too overwhelming. You've got to chunk it down into bite-sized pieces. There's a quote that I learned ages ago. Complexity is the enemy of execution. When things are too complex, our minds freak out and we just shut off and we don't want to do it. Because I've heard people literally tell this to me. They say, I want to start a business. I want to make millions of dollars. I want to provide for my family. I want to have financial and time freedom. I'm like, great. What's your plan to get there? I don't know. I'm like, well, that's not really going to work now, is it? You got to have some clarity on what to do. So how do I do that? Step by step. We take the vision. So what's the vision? And also mission. Mission is like a 5 to 10 year goal, which represents the vision. So once you hit the goal, my mission is to heal and coach 1 million people to live a life that inspires them. So you can see purpose, and I'll do this in order if people are watching the video. So purpose comes first. Well, I do values first because they're easier to determine. Then we use your values to get clear on your purpose. Then we set your mission, which is a 5 to 10 year measurable goal. And then the vision and the mission are kind of on the same level. The vision is the vision for your life once you've hit the mission. Fantastic. Then we go a layer deeper. What's the plan to get there? So in the next 12 months, what are the highest priority action items to be achieved to move towards that mission? So for me, I want to heal and coach 1 million people to live a life that inspires them. Beautiful. What do I want to achieve in the next 12 months? Well, I want to finish this course. I'm going to have X amount of clients going through my programs. I'm going to have X amount of people on my email list. I'm going to write a book. I'm writing a book, by the way. I haven't really told many people. I'm writing a book, which is exciting. Stay tuned for that. So I've got goals that are going to be stepping stones for me to hit that mission. Beautiful. I'm chunking it down. Beautiful. But we want to go further than that. So then we take annual goals. We break it down to quarterly goals. What am I going to do in the next 3 months? Fantastic. Then we take those goals, break them down to monthly goals. What do I do in the next month? Beautiful. What am I doing in the next week? We chunk it down to weekly goals. Then we chunk it down to daily goals. If you never see my beautiful, handsome face and voice again, do this. It is life-changing. I do it every single day. I normally don't do it on weekends. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I do daily huddles. They are so simple, but so powerful. It's changed my life and my clients' lives and my friends and my loved ones. It's so powerful. Every single day, And I do it in a group chat with my clients and my family. So I send it to my brother and my dad, and I have a group chat with my family, my clients that are in the group chat, and we all send ours into it. But firstly, what are you excited about today? Get some good energy about you. Get excited for your day ahead. Second, what were your outcomes for yesterday? Done or not done? Now you can see the level of accountability and transparency that creates. Because if you don't achieve your goals the day before, you have to send through that you didn't achieve any of your goals. And it brings up a level of embarrassment, a level of pain that you didn't do the things that you said you wanted to do. Beautiful. That social pressure increases the probability of you following through. Beautiful. Third is we do, what are your outcomes for today? So what are you achieving today? Making sure they're all measurable, they're very clear, they're very precise. Fourth is, what support do you need with these outcomes? So there's no excuse the next day for why you don't do them. And number five, what are you grateful for? Do that every single day. So powerful. What are you excited for? Outcomes for yesterday, done or not done. What are you achieving today? What support do you need? What are you grateful for? It is the most simple tool that has changed my life. I've been doing it for about 6 years now. Life changing. Please do it. Find an accountability buddy or a couple people to do it with. It will change your life forever. So that's kind of the more personal tactical stuff. So what are your values? What's your vision? And what's your plan? Okay. I've got the free training on values. Go do it on episode 200. Vision, take your values and just expand on them. What does your life look like in the next 5 to 10 years in the areas of those values? Then we break it down to a plan. I just gave you a structure of how to do that. There's obviously nuances to that. I go a lot more detail in my courses, but that's the basics of it. And then this is the part I love the most. This is what sort of gets my juices flowing. This is what I love doing. It's dissolving and rewiring the limitations that are holding you back from achieving those goals. Your beliefs, your subconscious beliefs, and your conscious beliefs are the biggest limitations to you succeeding, because the tactics are simple. I was saying it at the start of the podcast. Losing weight is simple. Why do so many people struggle to lose weight? Is it because of the lack of strategy? If you were to Google how to lose weight, there would be millions of diets there. Ask ChatGPT. Are there some that don't work? Of course, but the majority of them are. Be in a calorie deficit, eat enough protein, drink some water, get some sleep, and do some exercise. That's pretty straightforward. Why do so many people struggle with it? It's their mindset. And if you go a little bit deeper than that, it's the limitations that we have upon ourselves. They come from childhood. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. I can't do this. If I do this, I'll have pain. I'll be alone. I'll be whatever. We've all got our versions of limitations. So it's been able to become aware of those, dissolve those, to allow you to be the fullest expression of who you are. And that's where you can level up in all areas of life. I've got a little story because I had this literally last week with my client that I'm working with, or one of my clients that I'm working with. I won't use her name, but we're working together. And she kept self-sabotaging her success. Like she said, she was procrastinating, she was putting it off, she was making excuses and blah, 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 blah. So anyways, I asked her, I said, well, what's the downside of you being successful? It's a good question. What's the downside of you doing the thing that you think that you want? And anyways, long story short, she came up with the belief that there was fear. There was a fear there. I said, okay, so we went a bit deeper, and this is like a 40-minute conversation, so I'm going to summarize it. So it was a 40-minute conversation, and we got to a point where in her childhood, her mom was really anxious and really scared a lot. And she passed on to the belief, like things like, be careful, you don't want to do this, there's danger in the world, make sure you've always got XYZ, don't go outside your comfort zone too much because you might get in trouble, you might get hurt. Long story short, she developed a belief subconsciously until our session the other day that life is scary. Can you picture that and feel that? If you live in a paradigm, in a world, in a reality where life is scary, do you think you're going to put yourself out there? Do you think you're going to go take risk? She wanted, this particular client I'm referring to, she wanted to move countries with her family and start a new life, but she kept making excuses. She kept self-sabotaging. She kept distracting. She kept whatever. And we went all the way down to, she believes that she picked this up when she was 10 years old, and she's currently in her 40s. So for over three fucking decades of her life, she's been living in a world, in a reality that life is scary. The world is scary. Can you see why she would make those excuses subconsciously and self-sabotage the things that she wants? So for me, the more potent leverage and power that you have is becoming aware of your limitations and dissolving them. Now, I posted a podcast, I believe it's episode 236, and it's about rewiring beliefs. I'm recording this on the day that it dropped, so it dropped this morning of me recording this. It's episode 236 about rewiring your limiting beliefs. Go consume that and you'll get a bigger digest of what I'm talking about. Being able to do that and evolve and become the best version of you for your relationship, your business, your career is life-changing. By doing all of these pieces, you will, one, have clarity on what you want or who you are authentically. What do you want? What's the vision? What's the mission? What's the purpose? What's the plan to get there? And then you're also going to be dissolving those limitations that are keeping you stuck. That I'm not worthy, that I can't do this, that I can't, like, I'm going to fail, I'm going to be a fuck up, I'm going to be a disappointment, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. Dissolving those will allow you to grow and break through the stuckness that you're experiencing in your life. I hope you got value from this, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Please comment, please like, please subscribe, share it with a friend who you think would get value from this. If you are looking for a coach, if you're looking to grow, if you're looking to invest into yourself and you like my content, you like my vibe, there's a link below for a free strategy call. Book in for that. Only book in if you're ready and willing to do the work to grow to become the best version of you. I appreciate you. Have a great day.